In recent years, during redistricting, groups newly enfranchised in the political process, African Americans, Latinos, Asians, have argued for increased representation. This year, another disaffected minority is trying to make its case. But this time, it's the Polish American community, once representative of Chicago's political power, that's fighting to remain relevant. In the last round of redistricting, Chicago had the dubious distinction of being home to the most expensive and most protracted redistricting battle in the country. And the city may be in store for another fight. NPR's Greg Allen reports.
Chicago's 30th Ward includes a neighborhood Polish Americans call Yatsova. It runs along Milwaukee Avenue and is home to the most recent generation of Polish immigrants, people who have arrived in the last 20 years. Karofsky's Sausage Shop is one of the busiest stores in the neighborhood. It's a gathering place for Chicago's Polish American community, and it's right in the heart of the 30th Ward. But the community is in danger of losing some of its long-held political influence. The Polish American Congress is a national group based in Chicago, and it says if it has to, it's ready to go to federal court to protect the interests of that community. Les Kaczynski is the group's executive director.
This neighborhood, this backbone of the Polish community on the northwest side, is going to be broken up into three or four wards. And the city of Chicago works through its ward system. If you break up a community, then you would have to go to three or four different aldermen, go to three or four different service desks in the city hall. And that is the concern that we have.
The Polish American Congress has asked Mayor Richard Daley and the City Council to protect the interests of Polish Americans in the 30th Ward when it redraws the city's political boundaries. For Polish Americans, the problem is that the 30th Ward is also home to a growing number of Hispanics who have their own political needs. According to the recent census, about 60% of the ward's residents are Latino. The neighborhood's changing demographics have been a challenge for its alderman, Mike Wojcik. He's seen the map being proposed by the City Council's Hispanic Caucus, and he doesn't like it.
In the whole statewide issue, the Hispanic Caucus would gain probably five or six additional seats on a state legislature in that area. So I think it's kind of ridiculous to make an issue out of one area, which is our ward, you know, and try to say that you need it all. I think it's kind of being greedy.
According to the census, there are 210,000 more Hispanics living in Chicago now than 10 years ago. The non-Hispanic white population declined by about 150,000, and the African-American population fell by about 20,000. Given those figures, the chairman of the Hispanic Caucus, Billy Ocasio, says the political map should be drawn so that Latinos gain supermajorities in 3 to 4 new wards. And he expects one of those to be the 30th, where Mike Wojcik is alderman.
Everybody looks at this as whether it is going to be Hispanic, white, or African-American. I think that that is the wrong way to look at this. These wards are created to give people a fair opportunity. That does not mean that there's going to be an Hispanic elected in each one of those. In the 34, Wojcik has been good friends with the Hispanic community. They may decide they want to keep them.
10 years ago, some of Chicago's black aldermen went to court after they felt the political map was unfairly drawn to deny them their fair representation. That battle dragged on for 8 years and ended up costing the city more than $20 million. In part to help avoid a repeat of that experience, the city council voted in June that any new map would make sure that African Americans kept the 20 seats on city council that they currently hold. Practically speaking, that means any new Hispanic wards will have to be drawn from other areas, such as the one represented by Mike Wojcik. If the Polish American Congress goes to court over redistricting, it will be a first, says Loyola University's John Pellicero. Pellicero says because of changing demographics, Polish Americans have steadily lost political power since the days when the city boasted 4 Polish American congressmen led by Dan Rostenkowski.
It's a stand at trying to preserve something that has been entrenched in Chicago politics going back to the 1930s, where white ethnic groups dominated Chicago's political power circles. But over time, we've seen both the out-migration and sort of natural decrease, that is, more deaths than births among the white population in Chicago, and that comes at the same time that the black population increased, and more recently, Latino and Asian populations have increased dramatically in the city.
Pellicero says even if the Polish American Congress doesn't make good on its threat to file a lawsuit, he thinks that others will. Given Chicago's history and the political clout at stake, he's betting this ward redistricting, like the last one, will probably end up in court. Greg Allen, NPR News, Chicago.